Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev, Nithai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nithai Gaura Haribol, Haribol. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, Chapter 2, Text Number 23. Yogeshwaranam Gatim Ahur Antara Bahistrilokya Pavanantaratmanam Nakarma Bhistam Gatim Apnuvanti Vidya Tapo Yoga Samadhi Bhajam योगेश्वराणां गतिम् आहुरंतर बहिस्त्रिलोक्या पवनांतरात्मनाम् न कर्मभिष्टां गतिम् आप्नुवन्ति विद्या तपो योग समाधि भाजाम् योगेश्वराणां गतिम् आहुरंतर बहिस्त्रिलोक्या पवनांतरात्मनाम् न कर्मभिष्टां गतिम् आप्नुवन्ति विद्या तपो योग समाधि भाजाम् योगेश्वराणां गतिम् आहुरंतर बहिस्त्रिलोक्या पवनांतरात्मनाम् न कर्मभिष्टां गतिम् आप्नुवन्ति विद्या तपो योग समाधि भाजाम् योगेश्वराणां गतिम् आहुरंतर बहिस्त्रिलोक्या पवनांतरात्मनाम् न कर्मभिष्टां गतिमाप्नुवन्ति विद्या तपो योग समाधि भाजाम् माताजी योगेश्वराणां गतिमाहुरंतर बहिस्त्रिलोक्या पवनांतरात्मनाम् न कर्मभिष्टां गतिमाप्नुवन्ति विद्या तपो योग समाधि भाजाम् वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन योग ईश्वराणाम ऑफ द ग्रेट सेंट्स एंड डिवोटीज गतिम डेस्टिनेशन आहु इट इज सेड अंतः विद इन बहि विदाउट त्रिलोक्या ऑफ द थ्री प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स पवन अंतः विद इन द एयर आत्मनाम ऑफ द सटल बॉडी न नेवर कर्म भी बाय फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज ताम दैट गतिम स्पीड आपनुवंती अचीव विद्या डिवोशनल सर्विस तपह ऑस्टेरिटीज योग मिस्टिक पावर समाधि नॉलेज भाजाम ऑफ दोज हु एंटरटेन ट्रांसलेशन द ट्रांसेंडेंटलिस्ट आर कंसर्न्ड विद द स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी एज सच By the strength of their devotional service, austerities, mystic power and transcendental knowledge, their movements are unrestricted within and beyond the material worlds. The fruitive workers or the gross materialists can never move in such an unrestricted manner. Purport: The materialistic scientists endeavor to reach other planets by mechanical vehicles is only a futile attempt. One can, however, reach heavenly planets by virtuous activities. But one can never expect to go beyond Swarga or Janaloka by such mechanical or materialistic activities, either gross or subtle. The transcendentalists who have nothing to do with the gross material body can move anywhere within or beyond the material worlds. Within the material worlds, they move in the planetary systems of the Mahar, Janas, Tapas and Satyaloka, and beyond the material worlds, they can move in the Vaikuntas as unrestricted space one. Narad Muni is one of the examples of such spacemen, and Durvas Muni is one of such mystics. By the strength of the devotional service, austerities, mystic powers and transcendental knowledge, everyone can move like Narad Muni or Durvas Muni. It is said that Durvas Muni travelled throughout the entirety of material space and part of spiritual space within 1 year only. The speed of the transcendentalists can never be attained by the gross or subtle materialists. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, first of all I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. This is second canto, Chapter 2, where Sukadeva Goswami is describing to Parikshit Maharaj what are the ways the yogis can attain perfection. There are two types of yogis, one who are attached to material sense gratification and others are detached. So for both of them there are different paths. Here in today's verse we see that Prabhupada writes that anybody can actually come to the standard of the Narad Muni or Durvas Muni, who can go anywhere in this material world or beyond unrestrictedly. We often say that, you know, life is a journey. You know, we have a journey of self-discovery course. So that is this self-discovery course is for those who have already explored this material world and did not get satisfied. You know, just like when, I mean, we know that anandamayo abhyasat, this is the situation of every living entities. That is, all of us are searching for happiness. That's why we see people are traveling all over the world to explore new places, new food, new people to associate. That's why tourism nowadays is highly, I mean, the most, the industry which is earning like in the, similar to the cosmetic industry in Kali Yuga. These are the two industries which are earning lot of money. If you see that living entity, when he sees something new, then he is very much attracted. Just like if you are flying first time and you go to the airport, then first thing what people do is they take photographs. The new airport is new thing, so they take photographs with different, you know, structures and marble. But when they go to another country, then they get attracted to that airport and they click their photos there. And when they come back, they lose their attraction to their own airport. They don't bother about that airport at all, because now they have seen something else, newer, more attractive. But we see them when the traveler becomes the frequent traveler, he goes to the some country more than 2-3 times, then even he doesn't bother about that airport also. He thinks that now why people are not taking pictures of me. So this is what is Anandamaya Abhyasa. We are always searching for happiness. And this never ends in the material world. Because this place is made of Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. That's why in this verse also, in this chapter also, Shukdev Goswami warns Parikshit Maharaj in verse 2 and 3 that don't get attracted to the flowery words of Vedas, which are directly directing us to the fleeting happiness of Swarga. In Bhagavad Gita also we see that Yamimam Pushpitam Vacha Pravadanti Avipaschitaha kamat mana swarga paraha kriya vishesha bahulam. So people now have seen entire world, different kinds of foods, they are associated with different kind of people. They thought that they are happy, but they found that the same lifestyle is there everywhere. In wherever they go, same lifestyle is there. The children even in America cry. And anywhere you go, there are fights between husband and wife everywhere. There is a Saas Bahu problem everywhere. It's not that only in India is there. So he gets fed up with that. And now then he sees, oh, what is there in the another planet then? If Earth is explored now. So Vedas generally have such a Yamimam Pushpitam Vaja. Pushpitam Vaja means there are flowery words which are very attractive. Just like flowers, when we come to the flower, the fragrance attracts us, right? So similarly, the words of Vedas attracts few people who have nothing to do with now this earth. They say, okay, let me enjoy now in Swarga. Everybody in wants to go to Swarga. That's why we see that whenever somebody dies, they write what? Swargiya XYZ. You know? They don't think what he has done in life, that doesn't matter. He must have gone to Swarga. That's why one of the Marathi poets write that, Melavari ami lokanna fasavto, narkat jaun swargata patta deto. Means, while he was living, he has taken so much of loan from the people, he has given so many promises to people, but he didn't fulfill. And he died. And then people wanted to search for him. They said, arey, wo to chala gaya. They said, arey, swargiya, XYZ, I will find him in the swarga. But when they go to swarga, this person is not there, because he has gone to naraka. How can you go to Swarga by doing non-pious activities or sinful activities? So the point what here Shukdev Goswami tells to Parikshit Maharaj, forget, now 7 days are there, don't even think about Swarga. Because the competent person, living entity, should always see that these are the fleeting moments of happiness. Fleeting means they will shortly go, they'll never stay with you. So there is no point in discussing about it. That's what he says. So when these people, I mean, the Anandamaya Abhyasa is going on, then later they understand, okay, I have to search for that place where the happiness is forever. There then the search for absolute truth starts. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Who am I? Who am I actually? From where I belong? Why am I here? Why am I suffering? How can I get out of this? These are the questions which bring us to the human platform. And here the few terms are mentioned by Prabhupada. And Bhagavatam says that there are four kinds of people, I mean four activities like austerities, mystic power, transcendental knowledge and devotional service. By the strength of this, one can become a Narad Muni or Durvasa Muni, he can travel anywhere and everywhere. So, in Vedic terms, there are four types of rishis. First is Raja Rishi, is the lowest of rishis. He is a person who is a king, but who rules his kingdom in the like a rishi, by the rules of Vedas. That means he perfects his life while doing his kingly duty. At the same time, he teaches his all praja that what is the goal of life. Yadyat acharati shrestha tattat evetarujana. I am doing like this, you also do that. So that is Raja Rishi. That's why in Mahabharata, Krishna's main claim was to Arjuna, tell Arjuna that why I want Yudhishthira to be a king, because if Duryodhana becomes king, then everybody becomes sinful. Because Duryodhana is sinful, atheist. So all praja will follow him. So I want Yudhishthira, who is dharmic. So this Raja Rishi is basically his aim is this life is made for doing austerities or meditate on Lord. Surrender to God. Perform all activities for his pleasure. So Janak Maharaj is one generally quoted as a Raja Rishi who has perfected his life as a king. Not all Raja Rishis are like Janak Maharaj. Those are in the process of becoming transcendental. So next is Maharshis. Maharshis are those who have done austerities and they have tried to control their senses and mind, and in that process and performing austerity, they have gained mystic powers. Just like we have seen in Mahabharata, Parashar Muni, he is a Maharishi who happened to see Satyavati, and he is a spiritually advanced person. He sees that something in future is going to happen by having association with this lady. So he says, I have to have association with you. She says that, oh, this is the, you know, this everybody can see. She is a fisherwoman. So immediately by his mystic power, he creates a dense fog. You know, that is how the mystic power is used by these Maharshis and to do some certain things. Just like even we see Kardava Muni. He is also a person who has created aerial mansion which is of the size of a city. You know, we have airplanes of those who can carry 500 or 100,000, 1,000 people. Here the city is flying, not only in the earth, but he made it fly to celestial areas also. That is his mystic power. Then Durvasa Muni, we have seen that he just with a bunch of hair, he created a fiery demon to kill Ambarish Maharaj. So these are the powers which one can get by doing severe austerities. We have seen that our Vishwamitra Muni, he had done such austerities, like in winter he used to go deep into the Ganges in Gangotri till neck and sit there for months together. Save in summer season and all. So by this they get power. Next is Brahma Rishi. Brahma Rishi is one who has, so Maharishis, they have not completely controlled their senses and mind, but Brahma Rishis have complete control on their senses. And they have, Brahma Rishi means they have understood Brahman platform. The Absolute Truth has three aspects, the Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So Brahma Rishis are perfectly Brahman realized. And Vishwamitra Muni is one of them, because he has advanced through Kshatriya to Raja Rishi to Maharishi to Brahma Rishi. The point comes that how then Brahma Rishi platform is enough. Vishwamitra Muni, he is very famous to have an attitude, intolerable to disrespect. So when he goes to Ayodhya, after becoming Brahma Rishi, he stopped killing people through his yogic power. He thought, because he has seen that whenever he used his power, he lost the power again, he has to do austerity. So he said, I am a Brahmana, Kshatriya should help me to do my sadhana. So he goes to Ayodhya and asks Dasharatha Maharaj, that give me your son, Rama, so that he can protect me while I am doing yajna, because demons are harassing me. So Dasharatha Maharaj says, he is the only 12-year-old boy. I will come with you. I will do the needful. He says, no, I want Lord Rama. So because Vasishtha says that, just he is Vishwamitra Muni, you don't know him, he can destroy everything. Give him and I assure that nothing will happen to Lord Rama. And as Vishwamitra takes Lord Ram and Lakshman along with him, so in a long way they cross many rivers, many mountains, many cities, and curious to know about rivers, men, people and the countries, Ram asks so many questions. And in that, Vishwamitra Muni serves Lord Ram in narrating the history. And that what happens? Devotional service starts. And they, when they come to one spot in the evening and they sleep, early in the morning Vishwamitra Muni gets up, because he's a Muni. And he gets up and sees that, oh, these two people, the two disciples are sleeping. Now imagine Vishwamitra Muni's ashram. Which disciple can dare to sleep at Mangalarti? Because Vishwamitra Muni is so strict. But first time he sees that his two new disciples are sleeping when he is ready. But now, because he has softened his heart due to devotional service, he has served the Lord, he actually feels himself so fortunate to see the scene where Lord Ram and Lakshman are sleeping. And he praises Kaushalya that she is seeing this scene every day. And very softly and melodiously he says, he makes them wake. He said, Kaushalya Supraja Rama Purva Sandhya Pravartate Uttishta Narashardulya Kartavyam Daivam Ahanikam. 10-12-year-old boys are sleeping and then mother says, chalo utho school mein jana hai. So they give so many reasons, aaj chutti hai, yaar, or our teacher is not feeling well. So many reasons, but the parent, they insist, you have to get up, school hai vagana. Similarly, Acharya says that when Vishwamitra Muni says, Kaushalya Supraja Rama Purva Sandhya Pravartate. My dear Kaushalya Raj, I mean the son of Kaushalya, please get up. Sun is going to arise now. So Lord Rama says, Natasya Karyam Karanamcha Vidyate, Natasyamascha Adhikasya Drishyate. I am Lord Rama. Now he is sleeping, so he thinks that I am Supreme Lord. I have nothing in this world to do anything, you know. Natasya Karyam Karanamcha Vidyate. And nobody is superior to me or equal to me to wake me up. Natasyamascha Adhikasya Drishyate. And if at all you want me to do something, parasya shaktir vividheya shruyate, swabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. Only by just desiring I make everything happen. Why should I wake up? So Vishwamitra Muni said, that's all right, I know that. But kartavyam daiva mahanikam. Now you are here as a Lord Rama. You have promised the devatas that you will save them from demons. That is your duty now. Kartavyam, daivam, get up. So the point what I am making is, whenever you have mystic power, transcendental knowledge, austerities as your credit, unless we utilize them in serving Lord or serving devotees, no spiritual experience will come. Till this incident, Vishwamitra Muni was not called as a Mahatma. You know, say, Bahunam Janvanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prabhadyate Vasudevam Saramiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. Till that time he was thinking, I have a power. He was not taking any shelter of, he took shelter of Dasharatha and Lord Rama, but the thought process was, I have enough back credit, but I don't want to use it. But now, Mahatma means, who has understood that, Vasudevam Sarvamiti. One who understands that, we are nothing, we have to take shelter of Vasudeva, that then he becomes Mahatma. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakriti mashrita. When somebody becomes Mahatma means what he does, he daivim prakriti mashrita. He takes shelter of internal potency of Lord. Bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva mam. So he understand that I am avyayam, bhutadim avyayam, bhuta adim. I am the original and avyayam. And he avyabhicharini, consistently serves me, bhajanti ananya manaso. That is the characteristics of Mahatma. So here we see the transformation of Vishwamitra Muni, who has progressed till Brahma Rishi, but when he became devotee, then he got the anandamayo abhyasat consistent. He became Satchit Ananda Vigra. So Amsha Rupi, when the part becomes completely happy, because when he gets connected to Krishna, who is Satchit Ananda Vigra, then partly we become Satchit Ananda, happy. We see Durvasmani, he is a mystic who in Satya Yuga, we see the Manu's lineage where Ambarish Maharaj comes, and then Durvasmani has such a power and aura and reputation that he goes to the Ambarish Maharaj and asks, that episode, you know, Ambarish Maharaj says, he takes the Charanamrut, water to break his fast, and Durvasmani creates a demon to kill him, but he found that actually the Sudarshan Chakra is chasing him, and he has to ask forgiveness from Ambarish Maharaj. So that happens in Satya Yuga. Later in Dwapar Yuga, he was living near Panighat in Vrindavan. In that area, Vrindavan area, Panighat. Most of you must have visited, I have not. So there, all the gopis with Radharani, little gopis, they were playing at Yamuna Ghat as children's play. Ghar ghar khelte, you know, they make the stove, plates, food with mud. They were playing like that and Duryodhana came. And they invited. Parai Rishi has come, please come for lunch. They pulled him by hand and they served him. Duryodhana saw, what is this? This is clay. So he refused to eat. But Radharani pushed one laddu in his mouth. And he experienced, this is something which I have never tasted. This is so delicious. So he became so happy, because his reputation was, if he is pleased, then he will bless like anything. But if he is angry, then he can curse. So he blesses Radharani that whoever eats the food which is cooked by you would live longer and would never fall sick. And that's why Yashoda, she always used to call Radharani to cook for Krishna. So by that service, we see, by serving Radharani, later when in Agyatvas, Duryodhana came with his 60,000 disciples to Pandavas who were living in the forest. And when Draupadi already had her lunch, and there is nothing. But when Krishna appeared and he said, give me one morsel, I will solve the problem. And when Krishna ate, all the 60,000 disciples and Duryodhana thought, now we are full, we cannot even eat one morsel. Then Duryodhana, if he would have not been in the such mood, if he would have continued his previous mood, he would have thought, whatever happened, I can go and tell him that I don't need food now. You know, he had done that before. Then, give me food, now I am not hungry, sort of. But then Duryodhana says to his disciples, let us leave now, because if we go to Yudhishthira Maharaj and if he serves us the feast and if we don't eat, he may curse us. He is a devotee of Lord. So that is the transformation happens when we use our powers, mystic powers or transcendental or austerities to serve Krishna or his devotees. Then this transformation comes when we value devotion of others and we do not take shelter of our own credits. That's why we should always see that when we are in devotional service, whatever is given to us, yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam, whatever is given to us is Srimad Urjitam Eva Vaha, is coming from Krishna only, and it has given to us for some reason. For some time. The reason is to serve Krishna or his devotees. If we don't do that, then that opportunity is lost. So whenever we are with devotees, just like if some few people are there who are very good in public speaking, then they should come to the crowd care department. You know, those who have money, they should donate. Those who have done conflict resolution, they should do some disaster management team, they should join. This, that way, whatever their mystic power is there, that should be used in service of Krishna, then that will help them to progress in devotional service. Just like we have seen two examples of Vishwamitra Muni and Duryodhana Muni. Most probably what happens is we see that this should be benefited to me only. Am I progressing with my credits? Why should I use it for others' benefit? That will never, so that is what we see the entire world is doing, entire world mentality is. That will never give us the happiness which we are searching for. So we will be rotating in this cycle of birth and death eternally with this attitude. If you see that I have gained the credit, just like I have mentioned earlier also, one house I have seen where the name, they named it Jidda. Jidda means, what do you call it, Jidda, Marathi man? English man? Sorry? This was my, I couldn't hear you all. Stubbornness, you know. But you can't say, I mean, it was my jiddas, my stubbornness that I wanted to build a house and I have fulfilled it. My stubbornness. The point what I'm making is, mere vajood se bana hai, you know, like that people. So I will utilize it. So Prabhupada says, those who have such mentality, they come in next life to that place only. Once Prabhupada was walking, and he saw that one big tree is leaning towards one building. Prabhupada said he was the owner of this building last life. He liked it so much that he is trying to embrace his own house. The point what I'm making is, if we want to experience real happiness, then we should be ready to give everything for Lord's service. Pranair arthair dhiya vacha shreya acharanam sada. If not, Lord Krishna is so broad-minded, he says, if you can't give it to me, utilize it for general cause. In Gita 12:8-12, he says that, okay, you cannot, you cannot remember me all the time, follow the preglutive principle, you know, and serve me. If you cannot do that, then try to learn about me. Abhyase. If you cannot do that, just work for me. If you cannot work for me, then work for some social cause. That will give you some knowledge to understand me. And then you can come to the stage where you can always remember me and serve me. Now the question comes, we are discussing this. The process to achieve freedom to go everywhere unrestrictedly. How can it is possible now in Kali Yuga? Is it so easy? The same question is asked by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Haridas Thakur, whose disappearance day is today, that what will happen to Kali Yuga people, who are most of them will be addicted to meat eating. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Haridas Thakur. Srila Haridas Thakur says, no problem, your holy name is so powerful enough that it will take care. So he says, Damstri Damstro Hato Arhato Malecho Haha Hara Haha Eti Harameti Punah Punah. So he says, Damstri Damstro Arhato Malecho. He says, once even Yavan was in a forest answering his nature's call, and one boar with a tusk, he killed him in the forest. So this mlecha shouted, Haram, Haram. Uktva mukti mapnuti. By shouting Haram, Haram, he got mukti. So Srila Haridas Thakur says, because he says, Haram, Haram means, it is taken as a Navabhas. Oh Lord Ram, oh Lord Ram. Because the situation in which he called was so helpless. In helpless condition when we call out for Lord, you know, even if indirectly, that person didn't call Lord Rama directly. Indirectly, Haram, Haram. But he took it as a, oh, he's calling me, and he got mukti. What if somebody calls with faith and reverence every day? Just like Lord Srila Haridas Thakur used to chant 3 lakh names of Lord Ram every day. He also says that Ajamil, when the Yamudutas came, he called out the name of his son, Narayana. But Vishnuduta thought that, oh, he is calling Narayan. So he was saved. Just imagine if we actually called for Lord Narayan, Lord Krishna, then how much more benefit we'll get. So this we can see, the how much faith Sri Haridas Thakur has for Lord's holy name, that he is ऑनर्ड एज अ श्री नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर, नाम आचार्य. सी इन रथ यात्रा लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ कम्स टू गिव दर्शन टू थाउजेंड्स ऑफ पीपल वंस इन अ ईयर. बट सेम जगन्नाथ एंड महाप्रभु यूज टू गो टू मीट हरिदास ठाकुर एवरी डे. वाय? बिकॉज ही नोज हाउ मच ही हैज फेथ इन हिज होली नेम. दिस इज अ लेसन वी शुड टेक, हाउ मच मोर केयरफुल वी शुड बी वेन वी आर चैंटिंग अवर लिमिटेड कोटा ऑफ 16 राउंड्स. शुड कीप अवे अवर मोबाइल और ऑल हाउस होल्ड एक्टिविटीज एज पर एज पॉसिबल एंड फाइंड आउट द टाइम वेन नो बडी डिस्टर्ब्स अस. वन सेटिंग एंड डू इट. दैट्स वॉट श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर एक्सपेक्ट्स अस एज अ नामाचार्य. One another episode we'll see that how we can learn from his life. He, because he has so much love for holy name, he used to chant whole day and used to, Buddha, many followers started following him. And one Ramachandra Khan was a zamindar who was so envious of him. He said, my followers are going to him, so I have to do something. And he sent one prostitute to degrade him, in the sense to make him fall. But Srila Haridas Thakur saw that this person has come. He made her hear pure holy name from his mouth for 3 nights. He said, wait, I have not finished my 3 lakh names of Lord. So once I finish that, I will fulfill your desire. And this happened. And the first day, sunrise rose, prostitute went. Third day, she started chanting and she became a devotee. Seeing that, the Ramachandra Khan, this was the zamindar who had offended an elevated devotee, when we do that, that doesn't stop there. It's a seed which has become a tree then. Later, when Nityanand Prabhu started preaching in Bengal, he went to same place of this zamindar and he sat in his Durga Mandap. You know, in Bengal in those days, every house had a Mandap, Durga Mandap, outside house, big hall. He sat there with his follower. And Ramchandra Khan, because he was envious to Vaishnavism and devotion, he sent his servant to tell them that this is not proper place. For you and your follower, cow shed is better than this mandap. Nityananda Prabhu became very angry. He started laughing and he said, yes, what he says is right. This mandap is not fit for us. This mandap is fit for the cow eater Yavana. And he went away and even not stayed in the village itself. And after some time, the finance minister saw that this zamindar is doing some mischief, in the sense he is taking the money for himself. So he came and the same mandap, he actually, what he did the slaughtering and cooking and all, and he actually made his Ramchandra Khan's status destroyed. Ramchandra Khan's whole village was looted for 3 days. So what we can learn from this is that we should never ever see that by the strength of my spiritual power now I can correct anybody or I can defy somebody. What will happen? The result will be very dangerous. Like this person wanted to follow, increase his follower, but he was destroyed completely. From the life of Haridas Thakur, Srila Haridas Thakur, we can learn that if in this Kali Yuga where everything is going wrong, in the sense everything is going, taking us away from Krishna consciousness, in the sense the billboard, the mobile, so many, everything, their only solace for us is Lord's holy name. Just like Prabhupada said, only two things we have to do. What? With the mouth, eat prasad and chant holy name. This is only we can do. We cannot do austerities like Vishwamitra Muni. Durvasa Muni, forget about that. Only austerity for us in Kali Yuga is to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Haridas Thakur ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Itai Gaur Premanande.